couldn't stay home, I'd invite him to stay over.
Right, but if you couldn't, you'd say, you know, this morning I fell the horse.
You take a boy, like I told you, that if you didn't give a boy something to do, he'd do something. A lot of time I'd get on that mule up there and leave it tied to the tree until I got on her. And then I'd tie the tree and then turn her loose. And it didn't make any difference how fast it wanted to go. It could go just as fast as it wanted to. And I'd ride. And just for meanness, occasionally I move in the saddle to give her more speed to run. And it wouldn't take me about an hour or something like that to make the trip from the far home.
I guess not. Did she ever throw you? Did he ever throw you?
One night I started to get up on her and I come, it was a blessed good thing I didn't get killed. And I started to get up on her and I had the rein in my hand and I hold the horn of the saddle, and when I give my lines to go up on her, she kind of jumped back under me, and I went on over. And as luck would have it, when I hit the ground on the other side, I still held to the rein and got my foot out of the stirrup. If she'd got a loose, my foot hung up in that stirrup, and it was where she'd have lost me all day. It really had no escape.
Yes. What are the things you put on a horse's feet to protect them from?
Shoes.
Okay, is there a longer name for that? Call it, is there a game you play with these sometimes?
Horse. What kind of shoes?
What kind of shoes are they?
Iron.
Okay, is there a game that you play sometime with these, that you take them off and throw them at a little stick in the ground?
Uh-huh. What do you call that game? We used to play it once in a while.
Oh, shoot.
I got an old horseshoe outside the car house now that there ain't no doubt in my mind what it was used back in slavery time.
Is that right?
Old Mr. Gordon used to own all this place. They said, I heard one of my neighbors say that his uncle said that this old man had never slaves that he could put up a quarter of a mile rail fence for breakfast. But anyway, this old man had a big bunch of slaves and buried him right down the road down there below where the boy lived. And we called it the nigger graveyard. When I was a kid, I'd come over, I didn't have nobody to go with me anywhere hardly, and I'd come over here and play with these Hodge boys that were born and raised right up across the road over there. And their daddy would tell me about haints and things getting after people around the graveyard.